With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The fight over border security and aid to Ukraine and Israel continues between Democrats and Republicans. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Congress simply has to approve more money for Ukraine.
We need that funding. Right now, as you and I are speaking, we aren't sending additional security assistance to Ukraine. There's nothing left. We've got to have that funding.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says the nation has no choice but to insist on massive changes in border security.
While there may be some who think that it's not a good time to act, I disagree. Good policy, like a strong border and securing our nation and defending our sovereignty, is always good politics. It's the right thing to do. It's the moral thing to do. It's the constitutional thing to do. It's the common sense thing to do. And I cannot for the life of me understand why the president won't agree with that.
Senate negotiators are struggling to finalize a bipartisan deal. A federal judge dismissed Disney's free speech lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Ed Donahue reports.
Disney argued a bill signed by DeSantis that transferred control of the Disney World governing district from supporters of Disney to DeSantis appointees was in retaliation for the company publicly supporting Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law, supported by the governor. The judge ruled Disney didn't have standing to sue when a law on its face is constitutional. Plaintiffs can't make free speech claims challenging it because they believe lawmakers acted with unconstitutional motives. The district has provided municipal services around Disney properties for more than five decades. A spokesman for DeSantis says Disney doesn't have a right to its own special government. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 317 points, the Nasdaq dropped 345, the S&P lower by 79. This is SRN News. The NFL is teaming up with a leading LGBT pressure group.
Super Bowl week in Las Vegas will feature a lot of parties, and the NFL will host one for homosexuals. The league says its Night of Pride with GLAAD, scheduled for February 7th, is designed to, quote, spotlight advances in the future of LGBT inclusion in professional sports, as well as the NFL's commitment to LGBT former and current players. The league says it will also hold a Pride Flag football clinic the same day as the party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court says a lower court must hear a challenge to the constitutionality of a decades-old state law that limits the use of state Medicaid dollars to cover the cost of abortions. The 3-2 decision overturns the lower court's ruling and puts aside an earlier state Supreme Court decision. The High Court's majority says the prior decisions did not fully consider the breadth of state constitutional protections. SRN News. A crash test at the University of Nebraska found that the nation's guardrails can't handle the heavy weight of the nation's electric vehicles. We hear more on this story from correspondent Haya Pajwani reporting.
The test crash used an electric-powered pickup truck that was hurled towards a guardrail on a testing ground at the edge of the local municipal airport. The 4-ton 2022 Rivian tore through a heavy guardrail and didn't slow down until it hit a concrete barrier yards away on the other side of the test. The concern around the crash test results come as popularity of electric vehicles rises and transportation officials are sounding alarms around the weight disparity between battery-powered vehicles and gas-powered ones. On the other hand, road safety officials say the heavy weight of the vehicles offers better protection to its occupants. I'm Haya Pinjuan.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.